It seems like on a regular basis, I hear on a podcast related to comics media that, you know, shared universes are limiting, that somehow having access to more characters limits the stories you can tell. Now, I've never really understood this argument, at least not as a general principle. I do believe there are limitations that a shared universe gives that a segregated universe would not. But in general, if I have a shared universe, I can tell a relatively small scale. Let's use an actual example. Let's look at Arrow on the DCCW. With Arrow, I can tell a relatively smaller scale personal story, like say where Green Arrow had to work with Deathstroke towards the beginning of season 6 to, it was a 2-episode story where they were looking for Deathstroke's son, okay? And it was small scale, personal, that storyline didn't really even involve the rest of Team Arrow, let alone the rest of, you know, the heroes, Team Flash, Team Supergirl, etc. on the DCCW. Also last year, we had Crisis on Earth X. Huge story. Involved everybody, Supergirl, Flash, Legends, 4-episode event. And in the same season, just a couple months apart, we got both of these stories. And one of these is a story that can only been told as a shared universe, the story of Crisis on Earth X. The other is a story that could be told in a segregated universe with just Arrow-related characters, or in a larger shared universe. So my question is, if the shared universe model lets you tell both, how is it that this is somehow more limiting? There are different challenges. I mean, yes, you want to, I mean, obviously everything has retcons, but you want to ultimately keep continuity the same. But even if we look at the movies, Guardians of the Galaxy is in no way hindered by being a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the first movie does have a couple little ties to it, you know, Thanos, the Infinity Stones, but the second Guardians movie has nothing that ties it to the Marvel Cinematic Universe at large, and the entire thing is just a personal story about family, and it is told entirely within the Guardians movie. It's effectively a done-in-one story. Now, where I will concede that yes, you are limited is when people talk about Elseworlds, when people say they want a movie based on Gotham by Gaslight, or one of the stories, I'm blanking on the name, but where like Batman has a Green Lantern ring. Yeah, you're not going to see a story like that in, you know, the shared universe of the DCEU. You're not going to see Bruce Wayne pick up the ring from Abin-Sur. But I personally am willing to let those go so that I can also have a story where you could have something like The Dark Knight, but that is just one story with Batman, when technically there's no reason, in my opinion, you couldn't have The Dark Knight take place with a larger shared universe. They do it in the comics all the time. They do it on television all the time. I don't understand this overall thing. If someone just wants to say, well, I really want Gotham by Gaslight, I really want to see that story. Well, okay, I understand that. You want that specific story. That's no different to me than me wanting a specific story out of a shared universe, for example. But I don't grasp it. Like, the pure numbers of stories that can be told in a shared universe model vastly outweigh the number of stories that can be told that require segregation. Therefore, at least in my mind, it's pretty obvious the segregated model is more limiting. You have a universe where Superman can never meet Batman, or you have a universe that Superman can meet Batman. What I find especially funny is a lot of the people I hear say this then turn around and champion Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. Now, I'm not going to rag on the movie right now. My point is, that's not a movie you could have in a segregated model. So if that's your favorite movie, how is it that you're telling me you don't like shared universes? And I don't want to call anyone individually out here, because I hear these kind of throwaway comments all the time. I listen to tons of podcasts because I'm driving all the time for work, so I just constantly have them playing. So I don't want to call anyone individually out. It's just, I don't understand. Like, I can't square these things in my mind. How is it that your favorite movie is a shared universe movie that you can only have as part of a shared universe, when you're also saying all you want are things like the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix that is by itself. Now, all of that said, I will say, if the shared universe model, for whatever reason, if you just don't like it, if you don't want characters to interact, if you only want solo Batman stories and you don't like it in the comics, you don't like it on television, you don't like it anywhere, you don't want to see characters interact, fine, I get it. But I don't really understand the other. So I guess for me, I'm willing to let go of the very few stories that almost require segregation for the vast bulk of stories that can take place under a shared umbrella. You can get the personal stories. You can get the gritty street level detective noir stories that people say they want from Batman. And I'm one of them. And you can also have Batman with the Justice League. You can get Spider-Man dealing just individually with his own rogues, dealing with, you know, Gwen Stacy and Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus. And you can also have him as part of a larger thing. So I understand why people want small scale solo stories that aren't overall tied to something bigger. I understand that. But again, only one of these models gives us both ways.